The Haynes Borough Assembly supports a lease extension for the Chilkat Valley Preschool. And we hear from a fox, wolverine, and wolf at a Haynes Wildlife Sanctuary. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Nasty weather triggered avalanches and highway closures this week. The Klondike and Haynes highways were closed Tuesday afternoon and evening due to dangerous conditions. The Haynes Highway reopened Wednesday, but the Klondike is still shut down from Skagway to Carcross. It was originally closed Tuesday afternoon as a precaution because of avalanche risk. Then several avalanches happened, covering roads on both sides of the border. Jeremy Woodrow is spokesman for the Alaska Department of Transportation.
And sure enough, there was a slide that came down after we had closed the highway, and so it was exactly as we had expected.
George Moratis works for the Yukon Department of Highways.
The South Klondike Highway experienced 5 avalanches on Tuesday afternoon. The most significant of the avalanches was at kilometer 79.
On Wednesday, both the Yukon and Alaska sides of the Klondike remained closed as crews cleared snow debris from the roadway and assessed avalanche risk. Moratis and Woodrow said the highway may reopen Thursday. Conditions are still poor on the Haynes Highway. There is a travel advisory between the Alaska-BC border and BC-Yukon border due to blowing snow and poor visibility. For updates, check the Alaska and Yukon 511 websites. The Haynes Borough Assembly on Tuesday bolstered support for the Chilkat Valley Preschool in a few different ways. The group voted to extend the preschool lease, waive rent for a year, and support the collaboration with the Haynes Senior Center. KHNS's Jillian Rogers has the story.
It was standing room only at this week's assembly meeting in Haynes, with residents spilling out into the hallway. Most were there to show solidarity with the Chilkat Valley Preschool. Here's Sierra Jimenez, a member of the Preschool Steering Committee.
It's not often that a project can come this far in Haynes with relatively no controversy. I guess I'd like everyone here that's in support of the ordinance and the project to stand up. And I guess if you're already standing, raise your hand.
Almost everyone in the room stood up. Resident Nancy Nash said supporting the preschool through the lease and through its effort to build an addition at the senior center is the least the assembly can do.
Young people that stayed here and raised a family and young people that don't live here and are considering moving here all have a very strong expectation that there will be a preschool for their children.
Along with the request for a longer lease and waived rent, a comprehensive plan was submitted by the CVP Steering Committee. The plan included a funding strategy and a timeline for the completion of a planned addition on the senior center that would house the preschool. The ordinance to extend the preschool's lease of the borough-owned Human Resources Building to June 2017 and waive the $500 a month rent passed unanimously. But before the vote, Assemblymember George Campbell urged the assembly to be cautious.
I like what I'm seeing. I'm really appreciated a budget. People have put a lot of effort into this, so I'm to the point of thinking that this is now up to the point where I think that it needs fleshed out really well. But I also want to caution everybody, we are in the same spot we were a year ago where there's concepts out there but there's not full solutions.
Campbell went on to list his concerns, which included the timeline and the tentative agreement with the senior center. He suggested postponing the vote until June. Assemblymember Margaret Friedenauer responded.
Yeah, I won't support that. I think they've answered every single question and concern we've come up with, and I can't come up with a single other concern or question.
She added that she was, quote, wishy-washy at first about the idea of extending the lease and the CVP Senior Center collaboration.
Why should I be? Like, the entire community wants it. There is no reason for us not to do this. And I need to do something good. Like, I need to sit up here and do something that the community wants us to do for a change. And I need it. I need us to do something that really.
After the lease vote, the assembly then took up the motion to direct borough staff to work with CVP on a management and design plan for the senior center expansion. Here's Assemblymember Diana Lapham responding to Campbell after he called the motion premature.
We have in front of us the budget for the building construction, for the funding strategy. I would just like to see them be able to get started in solidifying this project so that I don't know if construction can possibly start, you know, middle end of this summer or what, but just so that they know that we are on board with the go-ahead on it.
The motion to move forward on the expansion passed 5-1, with Campbell opposed. Aside from the preschool discussion, Mayor Jan Hill announced that the nonprofit committee decided not to redistribute $14,000 that was declined by the Haines Animal Rescue Kennel last month. The money came from the community chest, and it was decided at the December 1st meeting that reallocating the funds would be left up to the committee. In a letter to the borough at the time, HARC director Tracy Mikowski said while she appreciated the offer, the money would best be used elsewhere. But Hill said Tuesday the money would go back into the general fund and not to other nonprofits.
Our ultimate decision was that we were not going to make any further distributions this year, but that this should be a topic for serious discussion when we start working on our budget.
Hill cited a notion that former interim manager Bob Ward said during his tenure.
But one of the things that he stated was that the borough should not tax its citizens and then give that money to nonprofits. If the citizens want to donate money, they should do it directly to the ones that they care about the most.
Friedenauer questioned if that decision would come back to the Assembly for final approval. After all, she said, the Assembly had to approve the recommendations for the nonprofit distribution in the first place. Borough Clerk Julie Causey confirmed that it should go back to the Assembly. That item will be on the agenda for the February 9th Assembly meeting. And finally, the meeting capped off with a heated debate that thrust Borough Clerk Causey into the spotlight.
This is just a silly, not silly, has been a vicious witch hunt, and it's very unprincipled.
Tune in for more on that story later this week. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.
About 30 miles north of Haines, there's a sanctuary for abandoned wildlife, big and small. Steve Kroschel has owned and operated Kroschel's Wildlife Center for decades. He's been dubbed the Wildlife Whisperer. Even the wolverines, compact killing machines capable of handily taking down an adult moose, play with Kroschel like he's one of the pack. KHNS's Jillian Rogers visited the unique ranch earlier this winter and found there's a method to his madness.
My first encounter with Kroschel is memorable. I hear his nasally, high-pitched calls long before I see him. It kind of sounds like someone strangling a cat, no offense to cat lovers. And then he comes into sight.
Come on!
Oh my God, it's a wolverine.
Good morning!
Good morning!
Hello. I'll be right there.
Okay.
I'm bringing a wolverine with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's obvious right away that Kroschel, who's 55, has a strong connection to these wild beasts. It's a wolverine on a leash, for Pete's sake. It's also obvious that he's hosted this tour a million times. He grew up on a large farm and has always had a fondness for all things furry and four-legged.
I'm going to talk in a very strange way, so don't think I'm crazy. It's just the way I communicate.
Ha, ha, ha.
This is Bamp.
The Carhartt-clad Kroschel explains that not all of the 50 or so animals here are rescues. Some are born at the center. And the animals he's raised develop a strong bond with him from birth. They imprint, he says. Kroschel is permitted to the gills by the state so he can house, handle, and breed his animals. There are moose, bears, lynx, reindeer, mink, ermine, and of course, wolverines, all on his 52-acre parcel. He says he's facilitated 6 litters of wolverines in 30 years, but is now just down to 2 males, including Banff. He hosts busloads of tourists each summer, a way to help pay for the critters and introduce visitors to his unconventional lifestyle. Last year, he hosted 125 tour groups. Kroschel touts himself as a naturalist and a filmmaker. He walks around barefoot in the non-snowy months to better connect with the earth. He has help with the caretaking. His son and volunteers assist in feeding and other tasks. Banff eventually settles into play mode with Kroschel. I'm still cautioned to keep my distance. Every few minutes, Kroschel lets out a yowl when the wolverine gets a little too rough.
Oh! Bite me in the crotch!
Yeah. Do they ever get to an age where you can't roughhouse with them
No.
like this?
No. Die! Uh-oh, it smells a quail in my pocket. I forgot. Yeah. Just to remind you that I'm not crazy. It's just the way the Wolverine feels every... So you see the change in his... from the beginning to now, see how it is?
Hi! Yeah, yeah.
As we make our way around the compound, it's decidedly unimpressive. I mean, it's impressive because I know what's prowling in the various enclosures, but it's very rustic. More realistic, Kroeschel maintains. He recycles what he can, fencing, wood, and the like, to make large pens for the animals. They've got plenty of room to roam and run, and they're moved out to the back 40 when there aren't guests around. The novelty of Banff has worn off, so we move on. In the distance, a wolf howls. But for now, I settle for a lively young fox.
This is a very delightful little creature, Philippe, the silver fox. Every animal has its own little language. Philippe was born this spring.
And in case you're wondering what the fox does in fact say... Kroeschel throws Philippe some frozen quail parts. He claps and makes his fox noises to get Philippe to mug for the cameras. Kroeschel knows what photographers, professional or not, want. Wild Alaska animals in their natural habitat, but from the safety of a fenced-off area. After Philippe, we move on to visit Lennox, a male lynx. Kroeschel wrestles with the giant cat and has a bird part on a string, like a morbid version of a common house cat toy. Lennox seems relaxed and happy to interact with Kroeschel. The bond really is remarkable to witness.
The animals are my therapy. I don't know what I'd be like, but my personality would change, I think, if I wasn't around animals.
Lastly, we head to Isis, a 5-year-old lone female wolf. Kroeschel gets in her pen, and she plays like a giant husky, running and throwing herself at her master. Isis was born at Kroeschel's. Both her parents were orphaned in the Brooks Range, Kroeschel says.
Dances with wolves right here. This is what it is.
We finish the tour with a group howl. Isis eventually joins in. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers. What does the fox
say? For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.